I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. In a moment, an Israeli musician makes her mark in Berlin. But first, we return to today's GeoQuiz. We asked you to get ready for the big one. We were looking for a major fault line in Canada. The answer is the Cascadia Subduction Zone, also known as the Cascadia Fault. A retail store has just opened up near the fault that caters to nervous Canadians in the area. Scott Larson is the sales manager for Krasicki and Ward Emergency Prep in Vancouver, British Columbia. Scott, Western Canada has a lot of earthquakes, but it's been a long time since there was a major quake. Is there a big demand for survival kits?
There is among a certain informed segment of the population. Some of them delve into the realm of being in touch with their inner survival nuts. But certainly anyone who's taking on preparedness as a matter of lifestyle and informed choice are right, you know, within our wheelhouse.
So what's in an earthquake kit? I mean, what do you recommend people need in case of a large earthquake?
The first things are the basics of survival. So water is number one, survival food, and sanitation items. And then our kits also include some first aid items and find your way around in the dark. We have light sticks in them and Mylar blankets.
You said your main clients are the informed population. Does that mean if you're not scared, you're not informed?
We meet all kinds of people who choose not to take matters into their own hands in terms of preparedness or that are just gloriously unaware. So I think there is a spectrum. The research shows that here in Vancouver, only about 17% of the population has anything in terms of preparedness supplies.
Have you found that earthquakes or disasters in other parts of the world, you know, like the devastating earthquakes in Chile and Haiti, do those affect business?
Well, it's very interesting which ones do and which ones don't really seem to create a spike in activity for us. The Nisqually earthquake in Seattle created a huge amount of interest because people could feel it here. But strangely, although we did have something of a peak in activity after Chile and Haiti this year, it was a lot less.
Now, I've heard people are concerned about more than just their own survival. You recently had to order a respirator for a cat?
We did. Yeah, we get into some interesting esoteric sort of products here from time to time. But yeah, a man was particularly concerned about his cat, and so he got a mask for the oxygen tank.
Does such a thing exist?
It does. I took a good look at it myself, and I suppose there is a professional approach and a segment of the population that would be experts in using that kind of thing, but looked pretty straightforward to me.
And in your research, what kind of disaster would necessitate a respirator for a cat?
Apparently, thank you for asking, the big threat for cats is fire. Their tiny lungs in a fire don't apparently do very well, so make sure that they're well fed with oxygen.
Scott Larson, sales manager for Krasicki and Ward Emergency Prep in Vancouver. Very good to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.